Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:43, 17 till 10, October 10th, Thursday morning, Tommy Tucker, WWL, and I know May is Motorcycle Awareness Month, but with the weather turning nice and a recent motorcycle fatality, I thought it'd be a good idea to have Greg Fisher on with us, a PIO, Public Information Officer for the Louisiana Highway Safety Commission, to talk about motorcycle safety, distracted driving awareness, and I'll open the Oakenheart Jeweler Talk and Text line here, 504-260-1870. With the idea of improving the lines of communication, if you're a motorcyclist and you have a beef with drivers, you can let me know what your beef is. If you're a driver and you have a beef with motorcyclists, you can let me know what your beef is at 504-260-1870. With that, we welcome in Greg Fisher. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I thought it was important in October. The weather's getting nice. I know, like I said, May is Motorcycle Awareness Month, but a lot of people could be riding. What do both drivers and motorcyclists need to know about each other so as to keep everybody safe?
Sure. Well, there are a few things that we should mention here. So, first of all, motorcyclists are vulnerable road users, you know, meaning if they get into a crash, they have little to no protection. We have to remember that. And, you know, drivers of larger vehicles, normal vehicles, should be aware of their surroundings at all times. You know, tips that we would tell everybody in this arena is just obey, you know, observe traffic laws and drive the speed limits. You know, I think that's a big thing when we talk about motorcycle safety. You know, no drinking and driving. You know, I think it hasn't changed a whole lot, but, you know, since 2018, about 30% of all the motorcycle fatalities that we've had in Louisiana involve a drunk driver. You know, then, and this, I think, you know, I don't think you will see a motorcyclist using his or her cell phone on the road while they're riding. So, you know, the third, I mean, biggest issue is, you know, putting away your cell phone while you're driving. And, you know, on that note, there's a few things that I would love to say about distracted driving.
Please.
I mean, first of all, in 2023, according to the Center for Analytics and Research in Transportation Safety at LSU, you know, 371 people were killed in crashes involving a distracted driver. Almost 10,000 people, though, suffered serious injury in a crash involving a distracted driver. And that's only the cases that we know of. Of course, you know, when a police officer shows up to the scene of a crash and there's, you know, a fatality, it becomes very difficult for them to properly report that this was due to a cell phone or that this was due to another distraction inside the vehicle. You know, we know that it's underreported, but even with the cases that we know, you know, we lost 811 people in motor vehicle, preventable motor vehicle crashes in 2023 in Louisiana, and almost half of those involved a distracted driver. So, you know, when you're driving in a car and you take your eyes, you know, when you're using your cell phone, for instance, it's like a triple threat, we say, because you have this visual deal where, you know, your eyes are off the road, so your visual is skewed, and then, you know, your manual, you know, your hands are off the wheel if you're holding the phone, And then your cognitive is also screwed up because your mind is off of driving. So it's a big deal. I mean, the best that we can do in the state is to kind of bully people who are holding a cell phone constantly while they're driving and saying, look, man, you're in the minority here. This is not the way. You know, most people are paying attention to driving when they're driving. And so if you are the type who is playing with your phone the whole time, you're not doing it right. So, you know, it's this awareness that we have here. You know, we're so happy to be a guest on your show, Tommy, and to be able to share this, you know, to raise awareness, because it's this piece, you know, it's the paid advertising piece for us in highway safety. When you see our ads for, you know, put down the phone, on Facebook and on the computer, you know, and Google and on our billboards and commercials and et cetera. And then it's the enforcement piece. I mean, you know, people need to remember that if a police officer sees you texting or, you know, playing on social media or whatever while you're driving, they can pull you over and they can write you a ticket. And that ticket is not cheap. I mean, it's $500 for the first offense. It's $1,000 for the subsequent offense. And, you know, if you get into a crash due to your phone, you know, you're looking at that $1,000 on top of everything else. So, you know, that's the three-legged stool here that we hope will change.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think sometimes people think that, this is my theory, I have no statistics on this at all, but I think we tend to believe that we can get away with texting and driving or reading the phone and driving or doing whatever with the phone and driving, when in fact we really aren't. It is the other person that's defensively driving that's preventing anything bad from happening. And when the other person is not defensively driving, that's when the bad things really happen with the texting and the distracted driving. That's just my opinion. I don't know. But as we talk about this, people text in and say, come to the North Shore and see all the crazy motorcycles that drive in between cars and lanes of traffic. I have no respect for these motorcycles. Well, first of all, it's not the machines themselves that are driving. It's people. And they are human beings. We need to remember that. Somebody else says, and bikelists do not follow the rules of the road. Do not stop at stop signs. You want to be respected. Follow the rules. It seems to me, Greg, that this is becoming a personal thing when I see messages like this, and it's the safety aspect of it gets lost in the middle of all of it, right?
No, it certainly does. And, of course, there are going to be people, you know, using the roads improperly, using their vehicles properly, whether they are, you know, riding their motorcycle improperly or whether they're driving a vehicle improperly. You know, one thing I'd like to mention here is that when you see a motorcyclist kind of weaving behind you on the road, that's something that they do on purpose in order to make themselves easier to see in your rearview mirror. So, you know, don't think that they're driving erratically, especially if they're going the speed limits in that situation. You know, that's just a tactic for them to stay safer. You know, we did lose 97 people on the road, motorcyclists on the roads in 2023, and that's up. I mean, that's the highest it's been for some time. I mean, certainly over the past 6 years. But just last year, they started to rope in drivers of mopeds, e-bikes. So, you know, motorized bicycles into the motorcycle statistics at LSU. And I think they did that because after COVID, you know, people during COVID when they were home you know, they started to get out more and walk and ride bikes more. And I think just to cut costs, people started to ride mopeds again, and they're riding them. But unfortunately, it's still, you know, not the safest place to be, unfortunately. So, you know, I think that's something that we have to look out for too now, you know. Watch out for bicyclists. I mean, we lose tens, you know, we lost 35 bicyclists last year. We usually, you know, pedestrians, I mean, we lost 147 pedestrians in 2023. And so if somebody's crossing the road and you're on your phone and you're driving a Yukon, you know, let's just, I'm not picking on Yukons, it's not a beautiful car, but, you know, if you're sending or reading a text while you're driving, it takes your eyes off the road for roughly 5 seconds, right? And at 55 miles an hour, it's like driving the length of a football field with no vision.
Thank you, Greg. We're out of time. I appreciate your efforts. Look, y'all, it's not personal, right? It's just business. We're just driving around. And you know, this woman was on the phone saying these blanker blankers trying to get killed as she hit somebody and killed him and then kept going, and now she's in jail. So the police can go back and investigate to see if you were on the phone or not. Just be courteous to each other and try to avoid an accident. That's all we're saying. We'll be back, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.